Judges in various courts in Accra refused to sit today over alleged threats issued against the judge who ruled in the case of the Yana. The decision, which was sudden, was communicated to the court this morning. A reporter who was at the appeal court this morning said prison wardens, police officers and lawyers were at the court only to be told about the decision. It cannot be confirmed whether the action is nationwide. A legal practitioner and former special prosecutor Bryce Akwiti has confirmed that judges this morning left the court premises for fear of attacks. This is because they heard that demonstrators were marching to the court to present a petition to the Chief Justice in connection with the trial and judgment in the Yana murder case. He told Radio Ghana that the judges will sit in court from tomorrow.
There was information to the effect that some people were demonstrating from Kwame Nkrumah Circle towards the High Court, and were demonstrating against the acquittal of the suspects in the Yana case. And they didn't feel disposed to being there for the demonstrators to come and meet them. So they advised themselves to leave the premises for today.
That was an erroneous impression. We heard that the demonstrators were coming to present a petition to the Chief Justice.
The Chief Justice is not supposed to be involved in receiving petitions from people involved in cases that have gone before judges. So the Chief Justice should not be seen to receiving petitions on cases that have been heard or tried before the court. The Chief Justice has ever to leave.
Were they scared of attacks or something?
They didn't feel safe. The demonstrators can do anything, but they needed the protection. Judges are not supposed to be exposed to fear. Already they are vulnerable in society, so they have to advise themselves for today.
So it means tomorrow they'll resume sitting?
Tomorrow. If there's no similar threat, they will sit tomorrow.
Bryce Akwiti on judges' abdication from court in Accra. Our correspondent is just back from court. Right, what was the atmosphere at the court premises? Was it scary?
I got to the court around 9 a.m. on an earlier information that government is going to appeal the Yana ruling. This being my first time in court, I started to, you know, take advantage of it and look around to search for information. But around 10 a.m., there was nothing to show that government is coming. So, but later I heard a siren from the police, so I decided to approach and look at what is going on. When I went there, it was an armored police car with 2 4x4, all belonged to the police, and 1 military vehicle.
So how big was the presence of the police?
I can say their presence was very, very tight.
And did you see any other judges?
So I saw the judges, but it would be difficult to distinguish between a judge and a lawyer because of the black suit and the white shirt they all wear. But later I saw some of the judges in their brown wig as usual.
So you could tell the difference between judges and lawyers?
Yeah, but because they were not sitting, they were not wearing it.
And can you tell us anything about how litigants were reacting?
Yeah, later I did not know that the judges could not sit.
All right.
So later I saw the policemen who have brought victims to court, the prison wardens, and some of the relatives of the people around. They later started moving out of the courtroom. So I asked myself, what is happening? I later approached one of the litigants, and he told me that we are kwa huwa. Meaning this is an unnecessary cost, and I asked him why. They said the court is not sitting today.
It was really annoying, eh?
Very, very.
Thank you, Bright.
Thank you, Sally.
That was our correspondent who just came back from court.